Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
38358.
Thank you. And let me get it pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
Julie Fleming.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
133 Concord Cage Road, Milan, Tennessee.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this to load. One moment. So I do see here you got the Platinum Ultra smartwatch that was worth $5.74. So that was strictly just the shipping for that smartwatch. And then you were charged the membership fee of $67.32, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the
Best Consumer Gadgets Club. You better take that. Give me my $67 back now, before I report you to every office of the government I can report you to, plus have it stopped by my bank. You want your watch back? I'll send that piece of crap back to you, and you can refund the shipping, everything, but I want my $67 back.
Okay, well, I understand completely. And so what I can do, because basically when the shipping was paid for the $7.74, in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the $67.32 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms and conditions.
Okay.
I can do a 35% refund with you agreeing to the terms and conditions as a courtesy.
Listen, stop. If you can't give it all back to me, I will go to my bank, and I will go to whatever consumer the government has, and I will explain the situation and who it happened with, and we'll take it from there.
Well,
I can also do
a 50% refund for you.
Nope, not good enough.
Okay, and were you referring to disputing the charge?
Yes, I am.
So with you disputing that charge, of course, they are going to give you a temporary credit while researching. While doing the research, they are going to get in contact with us to make sure it is a valid charge. Of course, we would have to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. At that point, the temporary credit that they gave you would be taken back due to it being a valid charge. I did go ahead and refund you in full. It could take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. If there isn't anything else that I could do for you, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Mm-hmm.